If you will turn with me to the Gospel of Mark,
我们翻到马可福音
in chapter 8,
第八章。
And we will read from verse 31.
我们要从三十一节读起。
And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
从此他教训他们说人子必须受许多的苦被长老祭司长和文士弃绝并且被杀过三天复活。
And he spake the saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But he, turning about and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men.
耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
And he called unto him the multitude with his disciples, and said unto them, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross.And follow me.
于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我
For whosoever would save his life shall lose it And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命
For what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
人就是赚的全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢
And what would a man give in exchange for his life?
人还能拿什么换生命呢
For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,The Son of Man also shall be ashamed of him when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代把我和我的道当作可耻的人子在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候也要把那人当作可耻的。
And then in chapter 10,
第十章马可福音第十章
And we will read from verse 42.
我们从四十二节读起。
And Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them.And their great ones exercise authority over them.
耶稣叫他们来对他们说你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们有大臣操权管束他们。
But it is not so among you. But whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever would be first among you shall be servant of all.
只是在你们中间不是这样你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人
For the Son of Man also came not to be ministered unto but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many
因为人子来并不是受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
Shall we bow together in a word of prayer?
我们再低头有一点祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are here with us this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天早晨你的确与我们同在。
And we thank you, you have made a specific provision for our gathering today.
主啊，我们感谢你，你今天为我们有一个特别的预备。
Into that anointing which you've provided, we stand by faith.
因着你所为我们预备的膏油，我们在这里站立。
We take that provision of grace and power for both the speaker, the translator, and for the hearers.
无论我们是讲的、听的、翻译的，我们都从用、取用从恩典来的无限的能力。
And we do this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It has fallen to me to speak to you about the cross.
轮到我要说到十字架。
And there is no subject more vital.More essential to the service of God's people than the cross.
没有一个题目比侍奉神的人比这个十字架这个题目更重要。
Everywhere we look, we find in Christian service men and women minding the things of this world.
无论我们从哪个地方看，你看今天的人，今天基督徒中间的人是一直注意世上世界上的事。
And not the things of the Lord Jesus.
不是关心到主的事。
It comes as a shock to us to hear the words of the Lord Jesus to Peter.
有的时候我们有一个震撼，当我们想到主怎样对彼得说
，Get thee behind me, Satan.
退我后边去吧，撒旦。
For thou mindest not the things of God.
因为你不体贴神的意思。
But the things of this world.
只体贴人的意思。
If we were to hear some servant of God speak to another servant of God.
如果我们听到一位神的仆人对另外一位神的仆人说。
And call him Satan.
说他是撒旦。
We would be horrified.
我们一定会吓一跳的。
We would say, no child of God.
我们说没有一个神的孩童
could ever call another child of God.
能够称另外一个神的儿女撒旦。
But here we come to the heart of the matter.
但现在我们来到问题的核心。
This Peter,
这位彼得
had only just said,
他曾经说
Thou art the Christ, the Son.Son of the living God.
他曾经说你是永生神的儿子，刚刚说过。
And Jesus had just said to him.
那主耶稣刚刚对他说
，Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, Peter.
这不是从血肉指示的。
But my Father who is in heaven.
是我天上的父指示你的。
So here is a child of God.
这里有一个神的孩子。
Someone in a relationship to the Lord Jesus.
那与我们的主紧紧相连的。
Someone.Who had confessed the Lord Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of the Living God?
这位曾经承认耶稣基督就是永生神的儿子，弥赛亚。
Someone who had divine revelation.
这位刚好有神圣的启示。
And now Jesus says, Satan.
那现在主说撒旦。
So at the same time,
就在同一个时候
，that a servant of God,
一个神的仆人。
Can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
能够与主那么亲密的关系。
Can have divine revelation.
而有那么神大神圣的启示。
Satan can be using him.
撒旦居然能用他。
This is a terrible shock to many Christians.
这个对我们来讲是个极大的震撼。
But it goes to the root of our problem.
但是这个就是我们问题的根源。
Many of us are serving God with the flesh.
许多时候我们用肉体来服侍神。
It is ourselves.
是我们的自己。
It is our own talent.
是我们自己的天才。
Our own energies.
是我们的能力。
Our own gift.
我们的恩赐。
Our own abilities.
我们的力量。
These are the things we're using for God.
我们这些都是为着神的。
We are not working with God.
我们与神一同同工的。
But we are working for God.
我们为神而工作。
And this is our problem.
这是我们的难处。
And Jesus does not mince words. Yeah, you understand. Mince words. Jesus does not... Yes. Jesus does not...
我们的主没有... 没有一没有这个...
Just wait. I'll put it another way. Jesus does not make the situation sound courteous. Courteous. He says boldly and plainly, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
他很单刀直入地说, "Satan, 退我后面去吧."
Now, if the first apostle,
如果这第一个使徒,
can be used by Satan,
能够被撒旦利用,
how much more can you and I be
那我们更谈不到了。
And what is the root of the problem?
所以你看这个问题的根源呢?
The mind.
心思,
the mind of the flesh.
我们肉体的心思。
Jesus put it another way.
我们的主用另外一个方法来说。
There was a big argument amongst the apostles.
你知道门徒们中间有一些议论。
Two of them had been arguing as to who should sit on the left side and the right side of the Lord Jesus in the kingdom.
他们两个人议论说谁要坐在主的左右边。
And these two were very good apostles.
你知道这两个是很好的使徒。
They were John and James.
他们就是约翰跟雅各。
John the beloved one of the Lord.
你知道约翰就是主所爱的那门徒。
The one who lay on his breast.
躺在主耶稣胸膛的。
The one who was nearest to him.
好像是最靠近主的。
And James.
雅各呢?
Now these two were cousins of the Lord Jesus.
他们实在说的是主耶稣的表兄弟。
And they got their mother.
所以他们找到他们妈妈。
To ask Jesus.
所以到了主耶稣面前。
That when the kingdom came.
当国度降临的时候。
Her two sons should have the positions on the right hand and the left hand.
他的两个儿子一个要坐左边，一个右边。
She probably said, "I think we should keep the important positions in the family."
他说，也许这个肥水不流外田。
And the other apostles,
其他的门徒,
were horrified.
实在都被打倒了。
That they could go and ask for such positions.
他们可以去问这个要求这个位置。
And base it on a family connection.
你看，他们居然能够根据家庭的关系来这样求主。
And then Jesus said to them,
然后耶稣对他们说,
"Can you be baptized with the baptism that
你能够受我所要受的洗吗？"
And can you drink the cup that I drink?
你能喝我所要喝的杯吗?
And they both said, "Of course."
他们说当然了。
So then Jesus said,
然后主耶稣说,
"You shall."
你一定要喝。
But to give you those positions,
但是坐在左右边,
is not mine.
这不是我来决定的。
It is my Father's authority.
是我父的权柄来做的。
And then he said this,
然后他这样说,
"You know, amongst the Gentiles, they love to be big lords."
你知道，在外邦人中间，他们有君王掌权。
They want power.
他们要权力。
They want authority.
他们要权力。
They want to be autocrats.
他们要高高在上。
It shall not be so amongst you.
但是在你们中间不是这样。
But he said,
他说,
"The one who wants to be great amongst you,
你们中间谁愿为大,
shall be your hired servant."
必做你们的佣人。
"And the one who would be first among you,
在你们中间谁愿意为首,
shall be bond slave to all."
就必做众人的仆人。
Now a hired servant has certain rights.
那雇佣的仆人有固定的权利。
Certain rights.
有一些的权利。
In those days, they weren't enormous rights.
那你知道那个时候他们都要一些权利。
He had no trade union.
那个时候没有工会的。
But
但是,
they had rights.
但他们有一些相当的权利。
But a bond slave had no rights.
但是一个奴仆是一点权利也没有。
He was owned by his master.
他完全被他主人所掌握。
Even his children were the master.
就是他的孩子们也是主人的所有物。
Everything was his master.
什么东西都是他主人的。
And Jesus said,
And 主耶稣说,
If you're going to be great,
你如果要愿为大
in the church of God,
在神的教会里面
then you should be a hired servant.
那么你就应该是一个用人
But if you want to reach the first place,
但如果你要达到第一位最为首
if you want to come to the top,
那如果你要来到顶点
then you must be as a bond slave to all.
那你们要做众人的奴仆
not just bond slave to the master.
不光是这个主人的奴仆
not just bond slave to the elite people.Of God, those who are going on with the Lord.
那还不光是说做这些神儿女子的奴仆
but a bond slave to all.
是众人的奴仆
This comes as a shock to us.
这个对我们来讲是个极大的震撼
Jesus, when he brought together the disciples,
当我们的主聚集他的门徒
in the incident we have first mentioned,
那我们刚刚提到的
in Mark 8,
但特别在马可第八章
He went to the heart of the gospel.
他来到了整个福音的中心。
If any man would come after me,
若有人要跟从我
let him deny himself.
就当舍己。
Take up his cross and follow me.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then he said,
然后他说
For whosoever would lose his life for my sake and the gospel's the same shall find it.
凡为我和福音上吊生命的必救了生命。
And whosoever shall seek to save his life.
凡要救自己生命的
the same shall lose it.
必上吊生命。
Now it seems to me that here we have the heart of the matter.
那现在在这里来到问题的核心。
It is a matter of self.
那这个是己的问题。
It is a matter of our self life.
那这个是我们己生命的问题。
It is not just a question of sins.
那这不是罪的问题了。
Because those have been dealt with by the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
因为罪的问题，我们的主在十字架工作已经解决了。
But most Christians don't realize that the self-life has to be dealt with.
那很少基督徒知道说我们己的生命需要受对付的。
And so having become Christians,
所以当我们做了基督徒
，knowing that our sins are forgiven,
我们知道罪得赦免
，knowing that we're clothed with the righteousness of Christ,
我们知道我们披戴了基督。
We then start to use our self-life.
然后现在我们开始用我们己的生命。
We don't see any need for our self-life to be dealt with.
我们认为说己的生命不需要受对付的。
The only thing that needs to be dealt with is sin.
我们觉得只有罪需要受对付的。
Those are the thing that, that's the thing that must be dealt with.
那这些是需要受对付。
We don't see any need for our self-life to be broken.
我们看不见有什么需要我们的己需要受对付。
We don't see any need for our self-life to be laid down.
我们从来没有看见说我们的己需要舍下的。
We don't see any need to take up our cross.
我们从来没有想到要背起十字架。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢
？To take up our cross.
什么叫做背起我们的十字架
？It means that. It means that you are ready for that self-life to have the sentence of death on it.
意思就是说，这个意思就是让那个死的那个判决能够在那个己的生命上。
You are ready to deny yourself.
你准备好了要舍己。
And you take up your cross.
你背起十字架。
And you follow him.
你跟从他。
Our problem in service.
当我们服侍的时候，难处是什么呢
？Is very often self，
常常自己。
We want to fulfill ourselves，
我们要满足我们自己。
We want a platform for ourselves，
我们要让我们自己让人看见。
We want an empire in which we can be a lord.
我们要一个王国，我们自己能做主的。
We want as it were a stage on which we can exhibit our gifts.
我们要有一个舞台，能够彰显我们恩赐的。
We in other words, we want to advance ourselves.
换一句话说，我们要高举我们自己。
We want to complete ourselves.
我们要成全我们自己。
We want, as it were, to give ourselves.
我们要把自己给出去。
But for ourselves.
但是是为着我们自己。
And this is the problem.
这就是难处了。
Then within the work of God,
那特别在神的工作里面
we have jealousies,
我们有嫉妒
rivalries,
有纷争
hurts,
我们彼此伤害
disappointment
许多的失望
that all come from self
都从己里面出来
We feel that we are not being given the place we ought to be given.
我们觉得好像我们没有得到当得的地位。
That someone else is more successful.
你看另外一个人比我们更成功。
That someone else has more authority than us.
另外一个人比我们更有权柄。
That the people of God look to so and so more than they look to me.
好像那个人他们比别人尊重他比我尊重我更多。
This is all the area of self.
那你知道这都是己的范围。
And this is why the matter of the cross.Is fundamental and essential.
那这就是为什么十字架是最基本也是最需要的。
So I would just like to say a few more things about this.
我愿意多说一点。
First of all,
第一
the work of the cross is foundational and essential to everything in God's kingdom.
在神国度里面，十字架是基本的，也是必须的。
Actually,
事实上。
The principle of the cross,
十字架的原则
was in the first creation,
是在第一个创造里面。
From the very beginning,
从最起初的时候
，God created this universe,
神创造这个宇宙。
On the principle of the cross,
他就是根据十字架的原则。
He created man and woman on the principle of the cross,
他造男造女就是根据这个原则。
The whole thing was built.On laying down one's life,
凡事就建立在舍命的这个原则上。
It could not work without that principle.
没有这个原则，什么事都不可能的。
Now many children of God don't understand this.
那许多神的人就不懂得这些。
They think the cross began 2,000 years ago.
他们以为是十字架是从2000年前开始的。
They don't understand that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world.
他们不知道从创立世界以前，羔羊就被杀了。
When you see that amazing vision in Revelation,
当你在启示录看见那个奇妙的异象
and there was the Almighty Himself,
你看见就是全能的主那一位
and there was the throne of God,
还有就是神的宝座
and there were all the myriads of angels,
那有千千万万的天使
and all around them the redeemed of God,
还有那些所有神被救赎的人
and in the midst of the throne,
那么就在宝座的中间
a little lamb,
一个小羔羊
as it had been slain,
刚刚被杀过的。
Almost impossible to put into English anyway, and I think in China.
那现在从就英文，你说怎么形容？就是中文恐怕也很难。
How do we say that the Lamb is continuously slain?
我们怎么能说羔羊是继续被杀
？And yet not continuously slain.
但是还不是刚刚继续被杀。
Once slain.
曾经被杀
and yet somehow it goes all the way through
但它一直弥漫下去的
not only on but back
不光是向前也向后
you see this is the lion of Judah
这个是这个犹大的狮子
this is the king of the universe
这个是这个宇宙的君王
this is the king of kings
这位是万王之王
Jesus
耶稣
And here we see that this principle of the cross was there from the beginning.
但是我们看见从一开始十字架原则就在那里。
There would have been no coming of the Lord Jesus if the cross had not been in his nature.
如果十字架不是在他的性质里面，就没有主的第二次再来。
When the Father said,
当我们的父说
Whom shall I send?
我要差遣谁呢
And who will go for us?
谁要为我去呢？
If there had only been a perfect self-life,
如果一个完只是一个完全的己的生命
，and nothing else,
什么都没有的话
，Jesus could have said,
那么主耶稣可能会说
，I won't go,
我不去了
，but he went,
但他去了
，knowing that to do the will of God,
知道成就神的旨意
，would cost him everything,
需要他所有的代价
，knowing that he would lay down his whole life.To save us.
知道他要舍命为了救我们。
This is the cross.
这就是十字架。
Now look at it another way.
让我们从另外一个角度来看。
Actually,
事实上
when we look at the Lord Jesus,
当我们看主的时候
we see the man after God's own heart.
我们就看见主心意中的那一位。
We see him born without sin.
我们看见他生下来是没有罪的。
And tempted in all points like as we are.
但是他在凡事上受试探，像我们一样。
Yet, without sin.
但是却没有犯罪。
Now,
现在。
Have you ever thought?
你有没有想过？
He had a self life.
他有己的生命。
A genuine self life.
一个真正的己的生命。
Jesus had a self.
主耶稣有己。
And yet,
但是
he never sinned.
但他没有犯罪。
Now you and I know that we need the cross.
我们知道说我们需要十字架。
Because of our self life.
因为我们己的生命。
And we think only of a sinful self life.
我们世上我们只想那个犯罪的己的生命，污染的己的生命。
But it says in Hebrews chapter 5.
但是在希伯来书第五章那里说。
And verse 8.
第八节那里说。
That he learned obedience through the things which he suffered.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
So even Jesus.
主耶稣。
Without sin.
他没有罪。
With a perfect self life.
他的己的生命是完全完全的。
Had to know if you understand what I'm saying.
如果你不领会错的话。
The principle of the cross.
他需要经历十字架的原则。
He had to lay down his life.
他需要舍去他自己的生命。
Again and again and again and again.
他一再一再一再地舍去他的生命。
If he had not laid down his life.
如果他没有舍去他的生命。
He couldn't in the 30 years.
在三十年之内
he could never have laid down his life when he committed himself to baptism in the waters of Jordan.
那他就不会来到这个约翰那里受约翰的浸。
If he had not laid down his life when he went into the waters of Jordan, which represent the death of the cross.
如果他经过约旦河，
Sorry, have to. If he had not laid down his life in the waters of Jordan,
如果在约旦的水里面他没有舍去他生命
which represent the death of the cross,
那个代表十字架的死
then he could never have laid down his life daily in the 3 years of his ministry.
那这样的话，他在三年的那个进知识的时候，他就不能舍去他的性命
If he had not learned how to lay down his life daily,
如果在那三年中他不是天天的舍去他的生命
when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那么来到变化山上的时候
and glorified.
他被得着荣耀了
He would never have turned away from it and come down.
他就不可能就下山了
But he did.
但他下山了
And if he had not turned away and come down.
如果他不是下了山了
He could never have said in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么他就不可能在克西马尼恩祷告
Not my will.
不是我的意思
Not thine.
乃是照着你的意思
Now we see.
现在我们看见吗
That the work of the cross.
十字架的工作
Is not just to deal with sin.
不光是解决罪的问题
But it is also to discipline and train.
乃是管教乃是训练
Even if there was no sin.
就是没有罪
Still it is there. Necessary.
你看见那个原则还是在那里
Oh, I don't know if I have managed to explain or communicate this.
有没有讲得清楚
But once we see it,
当我们一旦看见了
then we understand.
然后我们明白
that when Jesus said,
当主耶稣说
if any man come after me,
若有人跟从我
let him deny himself,
就当舍己
take up his cross,
背起他的十字架
follow me,
来跟从我
it is not to make us miserable,
不是叫我们生活悲惨的
it is not to keep us from fulfillment,
不是叫我们不再满足我们自己了
it is not to keep us from glory,
不是说叫我们不再有荣耀了
it is the way of glory,
这实在是达到荣耀去的途径
There is a kind of cross bearing,
有一种背十字架
amongst Christians,
特别基督徒中间
which is totally religious,
那个是完全是宗教的
it is up here,
完全在头脑里
so you look sad,
所以他看上去很悲哀
You dress as if you're sad.
衣服穿起来也很素的。
You behave as if you're sad.
好像你行动起来很悲哀的。
Everything about us is heavy.
什么东西都是灰颜色的。
Because we are going the way of the cross.
因为我们要走十字架的道路。
And everyone must know it.
好像每个人都要知道似的。
We are afflicted.
哦，我们受苦。
We are broken.
哦，我们被破碎了。
But I have discovered,
但是我发现
that amongst those who talk so much about the cross,
那些谈讲十字架讲那么多的人
sometimes they are not broken at all.
那他们根本就没有被破碎。
They fight like people.
哦，他们争来争去。
The same jealousies.
同样是嫉妒。
The same rivalries.
同样是纷争。
And yet,
但是
they speak of the cross.
但他们谈到十字架。
The cross is not.A religious thing.
十字架不是个宗教的事。
The purpose of the cross.
十字架的目的
is life.
是生命。
Power.
是能力。
Fulfillment.
满足。
Growth.
成长。
Character.
性格得到建造。
Glory.
荣耀。
That is the purpose of the cross.
这是十字架的目的。
It is a very interesting thing.
这是非常有趣的。
That Jesus never once spoke of his death.
主耶稣从来没有一次只讲到他的死。
Without speaking of his resurrection.
而没有提到他的死的复活的。
And he never introduces the matter of the cross.
他从来不单单的讲到十字架。
Without speaking of life and glory.
而没有讲到生命和荣耀。
Now when we begin to see that,
我们当看见这个的时候
it changes our whole
要改变我们整个的人。
Now it is something quite different.
那现在有一些是非常不同。
And I must watch the time.
我要注意我的时间。
This principle of the cross,
这个十字架的原则
in this universe,
在这个宇宙里面
we see it everywhere.
我们到处都看得见。
We see it in the winter.
我们在冬天看得见。
Followed by summer.
这个夏天也看得见。
We see it again and again in the way plants grow.
我们当看见植物成长。
Fruits develop.
我们看见水果怎么形成。
We see it in the way precious stones are formed.
我们看见那个宝石的形成。
Everywhere in this universe.
在这个世界的到各个角落。
If we have eyes to see.
如果我们有眼睛能看见。
We see this principle of the cross.
我们能看见十字架的原则。
Life has to be given.
生命必须舍去。
For life to be gained.
然后生命才开始。
For power.
要能力吗？
There has to be breaking.
这个人必须被破碎。
For glory.
要荣耀吗？
There has to be humbling.
这个人必须先卑微。
We see it everywhere.
你看到处都是这个原则。
Now, I don't think I need to say to you.
我想我不需要再跟你们说。
That there is no salvation.
没有救恩。
Without the cross.
没有十字架就没有救恩。
There is no such thing as being justified.Without the cross.
那不可能一个人被称义了而没有十字架。
There is no forgiveness of sins without the cross.
没有十字架就没有赦免。
There is no Christian life without the cross.
没有十字架就没有基督的生活。
There is no life more abundant without the cross.
没有十字架就没有更丰盛的生命。
There is no service without the cross.
没有十字架就没有侍奉。
There is no church life without the cross.
没有十字架就没有教会的生活。
There is no glory.
没有十字架就没有荣耀。
Without the cross.
Translator.
It is foundational and essential to everything.
这个是一切每一件事的根基。
Now, if I may just dwell for one moment,
让我再形容一点。
Another aspect.
另外一面。
There are two sides to the work of the cross.
在十字架的工作有两面的。
And it is important for us to understand them.
我想我们需要明白他们。
Christ died for me.
基督为我死。
He did something in his death that I couldn't do.
他在死里面所做的有些事我不能做。
He substituted himself.
他替我死
and he bore my sin in his own body.
他背负我们的罪孽。
And he saved me.
他救我。
I could not do that.
这个事我做不到。
I have no part in that.
在这件事我一点份都没有。
Only he could do that.
只有他能救我。
It is unique.
这是独一的。
And he did it.
他做了。
When he died on the cross,
他死在十字架上。
He died as the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊为我们死了。
He bore away my sin.
他背负我们的罪孽。
And your sin.
你的罪，我的罪。
And he did something we could not do.
他做了一件事是我们没有办法做的。
Not one of us.
没一个人我们能做。
Not all of us together.
没有一个人可以做。
Only he could do.
只有他能做。
But he died as me.
但是另一面，他站在我们的地位上。
That is, he died as the last Adam. You and I are all born from Adam.
我们都是从亚当里生的。我们每个人都从亚当生的。每个人都从亚当生的。
We may have different racial characteristics.
我们也许有不同的种族和肤色。
We may be black, we may be white.
我们也许有不同的肤色。
We may have a yellowish complexion, we may have a brown complexion.
我们有各种不同的肤色。
We may have big noses, we may have small noses.
也许我们有大鼻子小鼻子。
We may have blonde hair, we may have black hair.
也许我们有棕头发有黑头发。
But we are all born from Adam.
但是我们都是从亚当生的。
There is not a human being that has not been born from our first parent.
没有一个人不是从亚当生的。
So we are all related.
所以我们都彼此有关系的。
All of us.
我们都是一家人。
And when Adam fell,
当亚当堕落，
we all fell.
我们也堕落。
And when Adam chose self as the principle of human life,
那么当亚当选择了己做生活的原则，
in him we all inherited.
所以在他里面我们通通继承了那些个东西。
And when Jesus died,
当主耶稣死的时候，
he died as the last Adam.
那么他是站在这个末后的亚当地位死的。
He finished that whole man.
他结束了那整个人。
And when he died,
就在里面他死了。
He took him to the cross.
他把他带到十字架上。
And into the grave.
把他带到坟墓里。
And when God raised Jesus,
当神叫基督复活，
it was a new man.
一个新的人。
And you and I,
我们这些人，
if we're born of God,
我们是从神生的，
we're part of the new man.
现在我们是新人里面的一部分。
Now our problem is,
现在我们的问题是，
we often don't understand it.
许多时候我们不懂得这些。
If we had only seen it,
如果我们看见了，
then we would be able to experience it.
然后我们就能经历这些。
But we often have not seen it.
但是许多时候我们没有看见。
So we live as people born of God.
我们不错是神的儿女。
As if we were still in Adam.
但是好像我们这个人还是在亚当里。
And not in Christ.
不是在基督里。
This is our problem.
这是我们的难处。
This is the problem.
这是我们的问题。
This is why Jesus says, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
这就主耶稣说，撒旦退后去吧。
For you do not mind the things of God.
因为你不体贴神的意思。
But the things of this world.
只体贴人的意思。
So, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Here we have two sides to the cross.
这里有十字架的两面。
I wish I could spend longer on the whole matter of justification.
我想我巴不得也多提到称义。
For we often, the Lord Jesus is afraid to start the work on our self-life if we're not strong on the matter of justification.
我们必须在称义这件事上有正确，有更深的认识。
And I wish I could spend longer on it.
我巴不得能多说一点称义。
But this is the two sides.
但这是两面的。
Now, Jesus didn't die twice on the cross.
主耶稣在世上不是死两次。
He only died once.
他只死一次。
And when he died,
当他死的时候，
he died for you.
他为你死。
And he died as you.
他也站在我们的地位上。
When you and I were saved,
当我们死的得救的时候，
actually that was the truth.
但这是真理。
We were saved because he died for us.
我们蒙恩了，我们得救了，是因为他为我们死。
And actually, because he died as us as well,
他同时是就同时他站在末后亚当地位为我们死了。
But whoever sees it when they're saved?
但是我们得救的时候，我们谁看见了呢？
Most of us come to an understanding that he died as us,
Many years later,
那许多时候要经过好多年以后，我们才会有看到第二面的。
And then when the Spirit of God opens our eyes,
当时圣灵开我们的眼睛
，We are amazed.
我们稀奇
，We can. It is as if we were never saved.
好像我们从来没得救似的。
And we have such an experience of the Lord.
那现在我们有这样奇妙的经历。
But actually,
事实上呢
it all happened
老早发生了
at the cross
在十字架上一起发生
了 2000 years ago
两千年前发生了
This is the same with the work of the Holy Spirit by the way
事实上圣灵工作也是一样
The Holy Spirit is in us
圣灵在我们里面
And he's upon us
他也在我们上面
Actually it's only one Holy Spirit
是同样的一位圣灵
No, not two Holy Spirit
不是两个圣灵两位圣灵
Only one Holy Spirit
只一位圣灵
And most of us have to know the indwelling if we're born again
许多时候我们要注意内住的圣灵
But few of us know him when he's upon us.
但是很少人我们知道这个降下来的圣灵。
And then sometimes when you have a second experience,
当我们有这样的上面来的这个经历的时候
，You think, but he was never there in the first place.
好像他从来不知道这件事。
But actually,
但事实上
，There's only one Pentecost.
只有一个五旬节。
As there's only one Calvary.
好像只有一个哥哥他。
Do you understand?
明白吗？
There's only one work of the cross.
只有一个十字架的工作。
As there is only one work of the Holy Spirit.
而只有一个圣灵的工作。
But we enter into it.
但是我们进入了。
So, in the matter of the cross,
这十字架这件事。
You cannot grow if you do not lay down your life.
我们不会成长如果我们不舍命。
You can know nothing of spiritual character production.
如果我们永远不会经历那个这个性格上的建造
，without your knowing what it is to be crucified with Christ.
如果我们不知道什么叫做与基督同钉十字架
，you can know nothing of the power of His endless life.
你永远不会经历他那个无限生命的大能
unless you know what it is to take up your cross and follow him
除非我们明白什么叫做背起十字架来跟从他
you cannot walk in newness of life
我们永远不会活在生命的新样里
if you do not know what it is to be crucified with him
如果我们不知道什么叫做与他同钉十字架
and buried with him
而且与他同埋葬
You cannot know service.
你永远不知道什么叫做侍奉。
Powerful service.
带着能力的侍奉。
Effective service.
有效的侍奉。
Anointed service.
满有膏油的侍奉。
Unless you know what it is to lay down your life.
除非你知道什么叫做舍去自己的生命。
For his sake and the gospel.
为做福音和他的缘故。
You see?
你看见吗？
These two are important.
这两件是非常重要的。
You can be saved.
你可能得救了。
And then know a blockage in your life.
但是呢，却是生命的阻碍。
You can be born of God.
你可能是从神生的。
And never grow.
但是从来不长大。
Because you have never seen.
因为
你
没有看见。
You've never seen that the key to growth.
你没有看见是长进的秘诀。
Is to be crucified with Christ.
是与基督同钉十字架。
Now, my dear child of God,
弟兄姊妹
I can only touch on this.
我只能够点一点。
I'm going to talk the next session I have on the cross and life and power.
下一次我们要提到十字架与生命的能力。
And then I'm going to talk on another occasion.
那另外一次我要提到
about the cross and church life.
十字架和教会的生活。
And then I'm going to talk about the cross and service.
还有教会与十字架与侍奉。
But all I want to say now,
但是我现在要说的
is there are two sides.
有两方面。
You can't crucify yourself.
你不能够把自己钉死了。
Try.
两次。
Try.
试试看，试试看。
Try.
试试看。
See if you can crucify yourself.
看看你能不能把自己钉死了。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
You can get one nail in your hand.
你一个钉可以钉在这里，另外一个钉在这里。
You can't do anything else. You can't do it.
你不可能这样做的。
So how do we crucify ourselves?
我们怎么可能钉死自己呢
？Only when we see that we have been crucified with Christ.
那只有我们看见我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And that leads me finally to this point.
所以这个把我带到一个地步。
That only the Holy Spirit,
只有圣灵
can lead us to an experience of the cross.
能够领我们到十字架的经历。
I can talk to you and talk to you and talk to you.
我可以一直讲论讲论讲论十字架。
And others more able than I can talk.
别人可能比我更会讲。
And you can read and read and read in the Bible.
你可以读也读也读圣经。
And you can read books about.
你也可以读关于这方面的书。
But only when the Holy Spirit touches the eye,
中的眼睛
does it become for the first time a reality.
那才变成一个真的实际。
Then for the first time,
那然后我们第一次看见
you see that you have died with Christ.
你已经与基督同钉十字架。
You see.That in him you were crucified.
你看见在他里面我们已经被钉了。
Then for the first time,
那第一次看见
you understand.
你明白了。
This is the basis for the Christian life.
哦，这是基督生活的根基。
This is the basis for Christian service.
这是基督侍奉的根基。
This is the basis for church life.
这是教会生活的根基。
My dear friend,
弟兄姊妹。
It's not only seeing this matter.
这不光是看见这件事。
That requires the person of the Holy Spirit.
那需要圣灵。
It is living this matter that requires the person of the Holy Spirit.
这件事需要圣灵的工作。
I do not know anyone who can lay down their lives who does not do it by the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果不是借着圣灵的能力，我从来没有看见一个人能够舍下他的生命。
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
You know you should lay down your life.
你知道你要舍下生命。
And actually, you know that you were crucified with Christ.
而是啊，你知道你与基督同钉十字架。
But still you hold on.
但是你还是把自己抓紧了。
You don't want to.
你不要，你不肯放。
Why should you be trodden over by all the people of God?
你为什么要被别人践踏在脚底下？
Why should you be put in a corner?
你为什么把别人这个藏在角落里面？
And so you hold on to yourself.
所以你不肯放你自己。
We all feel.
我们都觉得
that if you and I are in charge,
如果我们 go ahead,
yeah, things will be safer.
有许多时候我们觉得如果我们来处理事情就好了，事情就好了。
Really?
是的。
If I'm in charge of my own life,
如果我能够管理，我能够掌握我自己的生活
I will be safe.
那我就一切都安全了。
Safer than if brother so-and-so is in charge of it.
那比某个弟兄来照顾要好得多了。
That's the mind.
这是我们的想法。
If I'm in charge of my own ministry,
那如果我来照顾我自己的这个职事
it will be safer.
那安全的多了。
Than if others are in charge.
那比别人照顾好的多了。
No, my dear friend.
不是这样，弟兄们。
You can see that you've been crucified with Christ.
如果你看见你与基督同钉十字架。
But at every point where you have to die.
在每一点上都需要死。
Every point where you have to lay down your life more deeply.
在每一点上都要更深的死，都要舍下生命。
You and I need the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的能力。
It is by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body.
是借着圣灵能致死身体上的肉体。
That's what it says in Romans 8.
这是罗马书第八章说的。
It doesn't say by the Bible.
不是说借着圣经。
The deeds of the body.
不是借着圣经致死。
Nor by revelation.
也不是借着启示致死。
But by the Spirit we put to death.
乃是借着神的灵，圣灵。
So my dear friend.
所以弟兄姊妹。
You and I need the gracious ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的服侍。
He is the one here.
他听见
present.
他同给我们同在
Our Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God.
我们的主在神右的在神的右边
Waiting until he returns.
他一直等着听我们
But it is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵
Who takes of the things of Jesus and makes them real to us.
把关于主的事变成活的，变成真的在我们里面。
It is the Holy Spirit who takes the life of Christ.
那圣灵把基督的生命
and makes that life a living reality.
变成一个活的，真的活实际在我们里面。
It is the Holy Spirit that takes the cross.
是十字架把是圣灵把十字架
and enables us to experience it
让我们能够经历这个十字架
more and more and more
能够经历更多更多十字架的工作
so my dear friends
所以弟兄们
my beloved brothers and sisters
第二弟兄姊妹
there is no other way
没有别的道路
We need to know the work of the cross in all its fullness.
我们需要认识基督的十字架。
And the Holy Spirit,
圣灵
will touch nothing else.
他不会摸着不他他不点着别的。
Only that which begins at the cross.
他只点着那些从十字架开始的。
So my beloved brethren,
所以弟兄姊妹
listen to the words of Jesus.
听主的话。
So simple,
这么简单
so direct,
这么直接
and so challenging,
满了挑战性
If any man,
若有人
come after me,
要跟从我
let him deny himself,
就当舍己
take up his cross,
背起他的十字架
and follow me,
来跟从我
So simple,
就这么简单
Here is the heart of the matter.
但愿你能够听见这个整个问题的核心。
We cannot be great amongst the people of God.
我们不能够在人中间伟大。
Apart from the cross.
除非借着十字架。
We cannot come to the top.
我们不能够来到高峰。
Apart from the cross.
除非借着十字架。
May the Lord.Burn this into us all.
愿主做工在我们身上
Challenging us.
挑战向我们挑战
Do I know anything of the cross in my life?
我认识十字架在我日常生活里认识十字架吗
Has the Holy Spirit revealed to me this truth?
圣灵有没有把这个启示给我呢
May the Lord help us all.
愿神祝福我们我们祷告
Heavenly Lord
亲爱的主
We ask this day that you will visit us.
我们求你眷顾我们。
We heard about the person of our Lord Jesus last night.
我们昨天晚上听到关于我们主的事，主怎样受膏。
And we knelt in his presence.
我们认识我们的主。
Now, Lord, we call upon you.
那现在我们向你求告。
That you will give to us an understanding of this matter of the cross.
你要让我们在十字架这件事上能够明白。
Not as a doctrine.
不是仅仅的一个道理。
Not just as truth.
不光是仅仅的一个真理。
But Lord, as living experience in every one of our lives.
但愿在我们身上是一个活的经历。
Only you can do it, Lord.
主啊，只有你能这样做。
Deliver us from religion.
拯救我们脱离宗教。
Even in this matter of the work of the cross.
就是在十字架这件事上拯救我们脱离宗教宗教的做法。
And bring us. Into a deeper, fuller discovery of yourself.
把带领我们更深地认识你自己。
Oh, Father.
Oh, 父啊。
Let the Holy Spirit work in us all.
但愿圣灵在我们里面工作。
In his own gracious way.
照着他自己恩典的方法。
Fulfilling his ministry.
但愿满足他在我们身上所要做的。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是靠着耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.